I want to.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lushy the Inventor, yes. One can do it better, breaking down the norms from January to December, no showing for pretenders, exclusive for its members, coming live and direct, distributed and sold by vendors, okay. Street blues, to women's views, the voice is what, tell us what the people choose, breaking down barriers and exposing fools, Lushy Lush Radio, messing the game like Pro Tools.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man, shutting it down, doing my 1-2. You know what it is, man. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday, man. Let me go ahead and pay my bills and do my shout-outs, man. Shout-out to your man, Mr. Funk Cover Man, Mr. P. Diddy, your man Polo. Shout-out to Billy Bless, who's going to be my host today that's calling in. We're going to do some interviews with your man, the CEO for Sweat Magazine, and also the CEO from Ruly. Ruly.com, the hottest glasses in the industry, doing that 1-2. Shout out to the Street Queens, the movement. Shout out to all my people worldwide doing a 1-2. This is how we do on Lush Radio. This is the Pot of Minds clowning session. We're getting it in. You know what I mean? You know, doing that 1-2. You know, that's what it is. Shout out to you. I want to give thanks to all my people out there, my listeners, my callers, everybody. I love y'all. Shout out to all the people that's going through it right now. You know, God won't put too much on you that you know you can't handle. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go into a little song right now. I'm about to play that joint, Blow the Whistle, from your man Ace Diamond. Shout out to Ace Diamond, Mace Management, your man DJ Finesse Man, Bad Boys Official DJ, Blow the Whistle.
Yes! Ace Diamond, yeah. It's a Keith Harris production. Let's go, let's go.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be your penalty.
I'm gonna make tomorrow.
This should be your penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be your penalty. I'm gonna make tomorrow.
This should be your penalty. What you expect to blow? I leave you breathless. Blow out your candles, ace the death wish. No need for the guns to pop off. I just pop off, you just drop off. Sound off when I enter the building. You just run and hide all the women and children. I'm goodwill hunting, give them something to toke on. Embracing the old school, something to float on. Ace, diamond, it's your boy, diamond. Some say wild, either way, grind. Yes, Lord, ace is not falling. But I'ma pick it up, cause hip-hop is calling. Now everybody in the club, put your hands high. Feeling tipsy, little pissy in your man's high. Know you can hold up the wall if you want to and play cool with your game, but why would you want to?
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be your penalty.
I'm gonna make
this should be your penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be your penalty. I'm gonna make him mine.
Now if you want to, I confront you with a little something new sound to bump to. And if I really wanted to slump you, I just hit you with some fire, same thing that the pump do. You just a gump dude looking for fame in the game you know nothing about, ain't that a shame? Enough about you, I got a job to do. I ain't got no problem with you, I'm just not involved in you. Ace, it's your boy, I stay high, keep the chicks high. Yes, ace is not falling, but things is looking up like the sky is falling. Now everybody in the club, hold your drinks high and wave side to side till I say goodbye. Now you can hold up the wall if you want to and play cool with your game, but I know you don't want to.
Come on. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be your penalty.
I'm gonna make
this should be your penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This
should be your penalty.
I'm gonna make him mine.
This should be your penalty. I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be your penalty. I'm gonna make him mine.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime.
goose in your cup, blow the whistle. Hey. This is my outro, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. Hey. This is my get loose in the club, great goose in your cup, blow the whistle. This is my outro, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle. This is my blow the whistle. Club, break goose in your cup, blow the whistle. This is my outro, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make him laugh.
This should be a penalty.
I might be hit with a fine, cause it's probably a crime. How nice your mind.
This should be a penalty.
I'm gonna make him laugh.
This should be a penalty.
This is my outro, just so you know. If not, blow the whistle.
That'll be good.
That's your name. That's your name. Yeah. Friend of my room. You know. I don't know the code. Yeah. You know, Petra. Breathing it. Yeah. Get first out of easy.
Come chillin' at the X5, cause I do special one for the next white girl. I don't want to cruise in at the Bentley. Party, I will, we are number one, thank you, girl. Come chillin' at the X5, cause I do special one for the next white girl. I don't want to cruise in at the Bentley. Party, I will, we are number one, thank you, girl. Monday, we not the Benz. Go chill on the beach with couple of your friends. Tuesday, me not the drop top coupe. Look fresh and clean in a me new Gucci suit. Wednesday, me not the Range Rover van. Look deadly and dangerous like I can do of a man. Thursday, me not the Lexus be sure. Cause I need that your skin I go get poor. Friday, get me room tight there. Because little more, me and you are eyes where. And Saturday, me not in the order. Cause you know some man a straight Jamaican yard there. And Sunday, me not the under a card. Cause me I got church, but give thanks to the Lord. Cause me want make sure me get my reward. Out of life, so me demand my reward. So my girl, come chillin' at the X5. Cause I do special one for the next white girl. I don't want to cruise in at the Bentley. Party, I will, we are number 120, girl. Come chillin' at the X5, cause I use special one for the next white girl. I don't want to cruise in at the Bentley. Party, I will, we are number 120, girl. Tell me which one you choose. Now tell me about bike cars that get refused. If we ever drop, we are full of papier bruise. So jump up in at the rose, man, we could go cruise. Ah, you want the 2016 at the Oma. What's like, how you back your me down to Soma. Let me beat up your toothbrush like a drummer. Then connect me pipe in your skin like a plover. When you see me, roll out in the phone. Bring the wall of your friends, car that can carry load. Like that in straight brand when me touch the road. Any boy violate, they didn't repeat a board. But more time, me proceed in the caddy. 14 every day, looking girl, I'm me happy. Me and a poor cat like Disney and Bobby. But you know, say little more, me have to take off your body. So my girl, come chillin' at the X5, cause I do petrol, want to be the next wife, girl. I don't want to cruise in at the Bentley. Party, I will, we are number 120, girl. Come chillin' at the X5, cause I do petrol, want to be the next wife, girl. I don't want to cruise in at the Bentley. Party, I will, we are number 120, girl. Hop up in my ride, cause I feel hot, girl, I get caught up in my ride. So just hop up in my ride. Flat screen TV, that's pop up in my ride. So just hop up in my ride. The front seat fits you with that pretty new style. So just hop up in my ride. I'm prepared to get a young juvenile. So my girl, come chillin' at the X5, cause I use special one for the next wife, girl. I don't want to cruising at the Bentley. Party, I will, we are number 120, girl. Come chillin' at the X5, cause I use special one for the next wife, girl. I don't want to cruising at the Bentley. Party, I will, we are number 120, girl.
If you're looking for official management, man, look no further. Your man, Mr. DJ Finesse, a.k.a. DJ Mason Storm, has the hottest management group worldwide, Mace Management Group, LLC, doing it now. If you're an indie artist and you're looking for somebody to have your best interest and have that street credibility, man, it's your man, DJ Mason Storm, DJ Finesse, Mace Management Group, man, shutting it down, man. Also, man, if you're a producer and you need somebody to manage you, holler at your man, Mason, man. It won't stop. We can't stop. Bad Boy, the official DJ of Bad Boy, shutting it down. Also, if you need DJ services, holla at your man. It's nothing but exclusive stuff out here, baby. Holla at your man, Mason Storm, at www.myspace.com/badboy with an S, official, OFFICIAL, DJ, Bad Boy's official DJ, man, shutting it down, or holla at his email at chosen1369@AOL.com. It's not a game, man.
Hey, P.E.C., good looking for the beat, nigga. Ha! About to kill him, Joe. Yeah. It's your boy, man. Cardi, yeah. I'm feeling like motherfucking home. The dark night up in this motherfucker. I'm calling out all y'all DC comic book ass niggas. The DC comics and shit. You know what I'm saying? PG, motherfucker. Metro Potter to stand up. DMV, let's go. Cardi. Yeah. I am back, man. Cocaine mixed with sodium bicarbonate. I am crack, man. So addictive. Easy to get attached, man. Tell them my designers when they come. I am that man. Up you act, man. Be the nigga with a Louisville slug on the desk. What the fuck you call a Batman? Niggas joke us when you on the street. You think that nigga I wait till you get low to me. You trying so hard to be nothing. The streets ain't you. Go to school and achieve something. I keep telling you dudes, you keep fronting. I'm only 6 feet deep underneath something. I'm on weight like the top of the pyramid. The street hustler turned legitimate. I did it, kid. Almost killed the kid. Did a bit, now I'm out. Gotta split it like the Riddler bed. Lip weed in my mouth. They want me in the glass box like Mr. Freeze. That purple haze got me looking like I'm Vietnamese. Your body under siege. Whoever trying to see him. I had you floating in that water like the fucking penguin. Yeah, I think my city need a new face. But these radio niggas is so two-faced. They don't want I'm thinking, why me? I'm itching for this shit, like poison ivy. But I don't need shit. Long as I'm in the street, I got a good connection, like high speed. And I ain't signing off no time soon. I told you I'm a hot like the middle of the moon, yeah. I don't fuck with you damn rappers. Y'all stay spreading news like Dan Rather. You sweet like Eminem, not Marshall Mathers. But if I did, would it fucking matter? Call me a super platinum. He's on another plateau. I'm just a cocky asshole trapped in a ghetto capsule. Rappers been passing. Futuristic flow. Left they asses in the past tense like my Air Max assist. Now that I have your attention, I'm so dope from now on. Call me the addiction. Between me and them, the difference is what? Well, I pin my hoes. Y'all Mac chickens, your dollar menu is. As far as me, I'm something you gon' remember, man. Go to war with me and lose your leg like Lieutenant Dan. Damn, I really shouldn't have did that. That site's gotta carry shit where I live at. Right shit, I ain't leaving till my death. It's like I only got my right arm, cause I ain't never left. Yeah, only I stay connected. Y'all niggas still buffering. Gon' log off, dawg. Save yourself to suffering. Yeah.
This is a bloody public service announcement, you bloody buggers. If you want nothing but the hottest hot fire beats worldwide international, then you need to holler at Vintage Beats. www.vintagebeatswithaz.com or holler at them on their MySpace at www.myspace.com/bvintage, B-E, vintage, man. It's not a bloody game, man. If you buggers don't wake up, then you're lost. Cause the real thing is now, is being vintage, man. Get nothing but the hottest, ridiculous, sick, hot fire, melt down your computer, type beats, haul at them, vintage beats. Cause all I wanna do is be bloody vintage. Yeah.
Thank you, bitch.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. If you want to see hot stars, you want to see sexy ladies, you want to see Baltimore raw and uncut, man, then you need to holler at Hood Punishers, man. The hottest DVD circulating in the Baltimore area, man. Be More, stand up. Man, Boost got nothing but the hottest, the realest. If you want to get on, give you an opportunity to get on, man. Nothing but hot videos. We shutting it down. And let us come to your hood and punish you. Hood Punishers, www.myspace.com. Hood Punishers 176, man. Watch out, cause I'm a punish you, baby. Lush. Yeah, this is your girl, Lushy Lush. And I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom-made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy, we have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah, holla at Exclusive Fashion and Furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive Fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJoh, PotterJoh. Or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion. Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. You know it's Friday. I'm doing nothing but the high hip-hop mix, man. Giving you new school, old school, and independence, man. Spinning on that 1 and 2. You know, holla at your girl, Lushy Lush, man. You know, y'all need to log on to www.erule.com, man. They got the hottest eyewear going into 2009, man. It's nothing but the hottest. It's real, man. Also, y'all need to go ahead and log in at www.trunkhustlers.com. It's not a game, man. It's the one-stop shop where you need to find everybody you need. You don't need the middleman. Trunk Hustlers, man. Do you got a hustle? Because I'm a hustler, baby. Holla at your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Billy Black's going to be live in the building, man. Your man Cool V going to be live in the building. We're going to be shutting it down. And if you want to call in, do your shout-outs, do your 1-2, and just scream and say, thank God it's Friday, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. I still got to pay my bills. Check this commercial out. Y'all want to get your stunner shades on? Want to get the hottest glasses worldwide exclusive? Holla at Rooly.com, www.rooly.com. Holla at them, official sponsors of Lush Radio. It's not a game. I got my stunner shades on, and I'm doing my 1-2, man. Holla at Rooly.com. It's not a game. Go check out the website, man. You're going to be impressed. Tell them Lush sent you, man. It's not a game, man. I got my stunner game on. Do you?
Yo, this your girl, Lady Blaze the Fever, with the girl, Lushy Lush, the people's voice. No one got swag like us, baby. Put a stamp on that.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and you know I'm always rocking with my twin, Cool V, the infamous one-man trunk hustlers, because I'm a hustler all day, every day. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. I don't blow the whistle. I stamp on people, you heard? You just officially got stamped. Log on, www.trunkhustlers.com. Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man, with my co-host, man, Cool V, because it's official, blow the whistle. My twin's in the building.
You already heard. You know what it is. It's official. I'm with the hottest lady. And you know on the ones and twos, the one who pushed it down for your town, my town, and all the way around. Lushy Lush, what it is, mommy?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm digging in the scene on a gasolina. Woo-hoo.
I got you all in check. What's cracking? Love
it. Hey, I'm overstanding it too much, man. You know how we do, man. It's not a game. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday, man. Cool, we go ahead and get your shout-outs in, man. Get your shout-outs in real
quick. Pretty much, I mean, first and foremost, I got to shout-out Lushy Lush. like to shout out, you know, all the hustlers out there that's working hard 9 to 5. If you listen, this is out for you. If you're on your grind, I don't care if you're on the corner, if you're on the job, you know, if you're selling things out your car, if you're just doing what you do, I mean, this one's for you, man. Anybody's trying to get ahead, man, I definitely got love for you. And also for those brothers that's working really hard, trying to stay positive, trying to do they want to do a provide for their kids, man, and just trying to make it come up, you know, on a positive note, actually being, you know, active in the community, doing their things, you know, providing, you know, leadership and guidance to these young bloods who don't have it, you know, this buzz for you, my dude, and that's what it is. And for my sisters, single-handed raising these, you know, their kids, and, you know, also raising other kids, taking care of your nephews and your cousins and everything else. For the brothers that's single, too, taking care of their own kids, you know, this buzz for you is what it is.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Whoop, whoop. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hellraiser. My dude is in the chat room. What's up, Hellraiser? That's what it is, man. I got another caller on there on the line. Yo, 309, you live in the building on Lush Radio. It's a pride of mine. And you know the clown in session. You live with Cool V because it's official. Blow the whistle. What is it?
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
Hey, it's Delilah.
Hey, Delilah.
What's going on?
Hey, Delilah. How are you, Delilah?
I'm doing
great.
All right. Welcome aboard. What's happening? How are you doing this Friday?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I am out and about, so I'm not able to listen to you guys, but I just wanted to give a what's up. And
most
I can't
definitely.
Wait to...
Thank you, Delilah. We appreciate you all day. You know what I'm saying? And be safe out there driving safe, man. How's the weather where you're at?
I'll drive safe.
Okay.
I want to make sure I get to hear who's strong tonight.
It is.
You bring it on.
We got this segment on here called Stomp It or Stamp It, man. And that's the lot of concrete, man. She got a whole entertainment group doing that 1-2. She got that joint strong from your man, you know, that came on there last night. Rodamez, man, doing this 1-2, man. Oh, so we about to, you know, play this joint for y'all, man. I just got to go through the switchboard because I got so many songs on this joint, my dude. It'd be so hard.
Oh, you know what it is, man.
Delilah, go ahead and give your shout-outs, man.
All right. Okay. I'd like to say what's up to all my boys down in Naptown. That's Indianapolis for you folks that don't know. Concrete Beats. Rodamez, Shawnee D, we got AS1 and all the other people. And coming up this Friday, next Friday, is Juice's album release party. So you should check us out. You can get it at Rodamez or MySpace/RodamezCC or /ConcreteBeats or on my page, ConcreteBeatsPA.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And this one's for you, Delilah.
Thank you.
Oh, we playing strong from Rodamez, man. This man, you know, instead of him doing a bid, he did 4 years in college, man. And he's a popular rapper doing this 1-2. So this is shout out to Rodamez, man. And I want
shout out to Rodamez, man. Keep making them bangers. That's real talk.
Man. So you know what I'm saying? Y'all people, y'all let me know, should we stamp it or should we stomp it? Holla at your girl, ride a man strong, you heard me?
Yeah, been a long, rough road, man, but too strong, so I will survive longer.
No one can tell
they can't tell you if you've been through it all, man.
I've
been looking for a way out. Man, I ain't got the average hand, ball player fingers with a track star figure. Style so bigger, you can rest me. I can take it from here, cause they tried to molest me. Don't touch me, survival of the fittest. I was gifted, didn't know it till the next year shifted. See, me and Miss Davis didn't ask for your Avis. Raised me from a young boy, turned me to a grown man. I can cross the street and she didn't have to hold my hand. At age 5, didn't know what I was doing, but I knew what I was pursuing, and they are so ungrateful. My arm longer than yours, I stretch farther. My life is different than yours, you had a father. My book was written before, I was the author. But then I snapped back like a Slim Jim, lit it like an incense, lit the tip and left an imprint. Too strong, so I will survive longer. They can't tell you if you've been through it all, man.
gun hot just like the hit and run. Move on to the next pass, they just wanna ruin your record. Then who would post my bail? Well, if Duke can brag about going to jail, then why I can't brag about going to college? And why I can't brag about having some knowledge? But you worship him cause his suit was orange, and you follow him cause he came for profit. Nah, I ain't playing, I just talk the real talk. I just dig it with a fork to the roof of the book. And you can eat it all till your belly full. I can cook the food to the meat is grill. Don't let the juice spill. They can't gather what my world plays. Fathom what the words say. Even when I told them every Thursday. Too strong, so I will survive longer. They can't tell you if you've been through it all, man. I've been looking for a way out. And they said we couldn't make it out the hood. Couldn't make it if we could. And we proved that they were wrong. So we wait for their applause. I had to walk to get there. No car, four tires, no spare. I had to walk to get there. No car, four tires, no spare. You ain't seen what I saw. It wasn't clear, but I made it through the fog. You ain't seen what I saw. It wasn't clear, but we made it through the fog. I carry all those people on my back across the Atlantic Ocean. I was swimming laps, backstroke, breaststroke, water coming through my nose, no insoles, no shoes, had to walk to get there. On the concrete surface when the smoke was in the air, I might have drowned in the Panama Canal or the Panama Building when the guns will make a sound. I swam through when became seen triumph. Too strong, so I will survive longer. Tell you if you've been through it all, man. I've been looking for a way out. And they said we couldn't make it out the hood. Couldn't make it if we could. And we proved that they were wrong. So we wait for their applause. Thank you. Thank you, I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you, appreciate that, man.
Yeah, man, by the mess, man. That's that strong banger straight out of here doing this 1-2 straight out of Illinois doing that 1-2 concrete beat. Your girl Delilah live in the building. Yo, strong is a hot banger. Do you stomp it or do you stamp it? Tell me what you think, Pool V. Do you blow the whistle? Is it official?
Man, it's definitely official, man. Yo, I feel that one, man. Your man is, yo, he, first of all, he came in with the, I mean, come on, who can come down on that beat? That beat is just bananas. That's what it is. He get it in. And then also, he spent some real, he talking about some knowledge. He ain't spending, you know, some nonsense. So he gets it in. He gets a stamp all day for Cool V.
That's what it is, man. 908, I know who it is, man. Try to call your cell phone. What's up, my dude?
What's good, Lush? What's good? What's good? Lush Radio all day.
Why you feel? How you feel about that?
Yo, I think that joint is kind of hot. I'm feeling that joint. This is Sweat Radio. This is Sweat Magazine checking in.
So, do you stamp it or you stomp it, my dude?
I'm stamping that one. I'm going to stamp that one.
Oh, yeah, baby. Delilah, did you hear
that? Yes, ma'am. I heard it.
That's what it is, man. Strong.
I know. That's what's up.
Yo, you gotta tell Vitamaz to do a remix for the anthem for my joint. That's strong right there. That's for the kids. I need to play these for kids, man. That's what these kids need to hear. Don't brag about, oh, I did a bit. Brag about I went to college, my dude. I got knowledge, right?
Yeah, your man definitely came hard with that. That was bananas.
That was bananas.
Yes, I couldn't be prouder. We're working on getting some charity events going.
That's what it is.
All right. Well, we definitely feeling it. Cool. We definitely give the stamp approval for that one. I like how he spit it, man.
That's what's up.
That's what's up, Delilah. I might play it again once again later on, but I'm going to this interview, you know what I'm saying, with my man, and I love you so much, Delilah, girl. Keep doing your 1-2, and you know Lush Radio and Trunk Hustlers always support your movement. You heard?
Thank you.
No doubt. You keep telling my son keep hitting it, because, I mean, he definitely hitting it, for real.
No doubt.
I will. Thanks for the up.
Get that sweat ring.
You get the whistle. He official.
All right. No doubt. Yeah, man. I'm with my man Rope Mick. Sweat Magazine is live in the building.
What's good? What's good? Lush.
You live in the building with my twin, Cool V, you know what I mean? We on this joint, both of us going double team you on interviewing you. You heard me?
No doubt. Come with it, V.
No doubt, man. What's poppin', you know, family?
No doubt. What's good, fam? You know what I mean? It's still the vapors. They still catching the vapors off of you.
Oh, man. Look, we trying to just do what we do. You know what I mean? Like I said, you making them sweat over there, so. We provide the napkins. We got to wipe their heads off.
No doubt.
That's what it is. So we live with your man, Romay, CEO of Sweat Magazine and Sweat Magazine Radio. You know what I'm saying? They like the hottest thing on the block right now. You heard me doing this 1-2, dealing with a lot of popping people, man. So, Romay, man, how long you been in the game?
I've been doing this magazine thing for like about 2 years now. You know, 2 years, but I've been doing this radio thing for a short minute and everything. Mm-hmm. I'm watching Lush Radio trying to see exactly how to make this thing pop for real and everything. You're saying you real serious with it. So I'm just trying out that. I'm following in your steps for real.
Lush be getting it in, man. Real talk.
That's what it is, man. So is the magazine a hard copy or is it an online magazine or both?
I'm doing both. The online version and everything, we just kind of went up about 2 months ago, and the hard copy, we've been doing it since day one and everything, 2 years back. Going into my fourth issue and everything, we've been walking it real slow because we had to revamp things and everything, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, make it more of a quality publication as opposed to like a quantity publication that just everybody getting in their hands and it's a piece of garbage. Just think it's kind of quality now and everything where the pages is, you know what I'm saying, they're on point and everything as far as like the type of paper. As far as like the content, everything, you know what I'm saying, point blank, you know, we got top-notch writers, top-notch photographers, and everything, we got top-notch material, and if we don't get Lush and everything up in this next issue and everything, then I guess I could scrap the whole idea, right?
Oh, man, that's what it is, I love the love, man. Sweat Magazine, man, hottest magazine, dropping down, man. Sweat Radio, man, this is the hottest thing, man. This is one of my other brothers. So, you know, you got to support his movement. He's doing his 1-2 in the game. You know what I'm saying? So Romay, man, what inspired you to get into the whole hip-hop game and doing the whole music and the magazine and just getting in the industry? What made you get into that, man?
Well, it started off, I was on lockdown for like 10 joints and everything. Mm-hmm. And, while I was away and everything, I thought, you know, I had a lot of plans and ideas and, you know, and I was like, when I come home, this is what it's going to be. And when I came back, you know what I'm saying, the whole climate of, you know, society was totally different. So I had to revamp my ideas and everything. And I thought about how a lot of other cats who was coming behind me, how they was going to have to revamp their ideas. So I said, you know what, I'm going to put something together that's going to, you know what I'm saying, that's not just going to glamorize and anything, the parties and whatever like that. Because, you know what I'm saying, dudes know how to party. Everybody know how to party. And anything, but dudes don't know how to, you know what I'm saying, do things to get them back on their feet and get on board, whatever like that, without repeating the same steps that they, you know, did before. So I said, I got to put something out that's going to, you know, keep them abreast of what's popping out here on the streets and anything, you know what I'm saying. So I started putting something together like that, and, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, out came sweat and anything, you know what I'm saying, from blood, sweat, and tears, and I just kind of spent the spelling of the word, you know what I'm saying, took the A out and just made it sweat and anything like that, you know, hard work all day.
Oh, so blood, sweat, and tears, man. Sweat Magazine, man, the real grind. That's what it is, okay. You know. So what is your vision that you see for Sweat Magazine? Like, you know, the whole concept, man. Mm-hmm.
Well, the whole concept is like a lifestyles magazine and everything where I'm kind of dishing out and everything what's hot as far as like, you know, some places that's hot for cats to go. Some people that's hot and anything, keep their eye on and anything, i.e. Lush, and anything, Cool V. Still doing his thing. Yeah, I don't know
real
how you're doing
it. I'm loving definitely the concept. First of all, big up to you for coming out and creating a change, because people don't realize you're not just providing entertainment, but now you're providing, you know, jobs for cats, you know, because I'm pretty sure you got several employees, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
That you're putting out, and you're also showcasing other people that's hot, that's up and coming, that's new, you know what I'm saying? So it's like it's just a community, you know, 360. So you bringing back to the hood as well as you taking out, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you giving them a quality product, and then, you know, they also get entertainment, and then also a lot of these cats that want to get their product and, you know, have hot new gear or, you know, hot new music, you know, have an outlet. You know, thanks for providing that.
No doubt. It's like at the end of the day and everything, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's not a newspaper and anything, but it's strictly informative. There's a lot of entertainment in it as well. So I like to say it's like entertainment with a purpose.
Most definitely. Hi.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. So Cool V, you want to go ahead and, you know, give him the third degree, man? Grill him down, son.
Why I got to be the third degree? You get no third degree for me, because, I mean, what you speaking is righteous, and that's just real talk. I mean, I love to see when, you know, brothers positively, first of all, you know, come out and make change. And what was the thing that impacted you to create change? I mean, because sometimes when people come out to be and they go back to the same thing, you dig? So what was it that made you say, hey, you know what, dude, forget this. This is where I'm at, and you know, I'm going to create, you know, something where, you know, they can't take nothing from me. This is something I could build an empire with. What made that whole change?
On some Farilla, I came home 2003, and it's only been like five joints and anything since I've been home. And you know what I'm saying, I ran, you know what I'm saying, the same streets, you know what I'm saying, a lot of us, you know what I'm saying, ran and anything, you know what I'm saying, whether it's the listeners and or whether it's, you know what I'm saying, y'all two, Lush and V. And
then,
you know, we kind of connected in a way that you really don't understand.
Yes, sir.
You know, we had talk off the air for that.
But, most definitely. And, you know, but see, what I like about it, though, like I said, fam, is that when you came off, you know, you came home, you know, you're doing something to change the whole vibe of things. Well, you know, the thing is this. A lot of us come home and we get caught up, and then we get caught up in that same circle. And then, you know what, everything we do, they take right back from us. You know what I'm saying? This time you create something where, you know what, it's nothing. You know what I mean? It's nothing. This time when you're driving your Lexus, it's nothing. When you're owning your houses, it's nothing. Because you did it, you know, to a point where it's legally, it's on paper, and that's where we got to start thinking like business people. And what killed me is that, you know, a lot of us don't use our heads, you know what I mean? And we wonder, we might as well put a red dot in the arrow mark on us, because we just are using our heads like we're supposed to. So, I mean, you know, big up for that. I always commend my brothers when they're on that same vibe. So, you know what I mean? And I don't knock it. And I don't get it twisted. I'm not knocking people in the streets hustling, because, my dude, I'm no judge and jury. All I'm saying is, if you're going to do what you do, be smart about it, man. Think smarter. Be wiser. These are different times now.
That's what it is. So Romeo, what's the hardest adversity that you had to face in being in the industry, man?
Well, the hardest thing and everything that, you know what I'm saying, I face is, like, you know what I'm saying, starting a new publication and everything. A lot of advertisers, like, you know what I'm saying, the big corporations, they ain't really checking for you until they see, like, you know what I'm saying, your consistent product and everything that's coming out on a, you know what I'm saying, that's coming out on a regular basis, you're going to be around. So they don't want to really put no money into it or, you know what I'm saying, pay for no advertising until they see that you really going to do it like that. And everything.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm four issues in and everything, and I'm like real, I'm still kicking in their door. So the beginning stage of it, you got to come out your pocket and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm coming out my pocket and everything. I ain't got no investors, I ain't got no nothing. I'm just doing it straight out of my pocket and everything.
That's why I respect you so much, Romé, because you're doing it by yourself. Just like me, just like your man, Cool V, my twin, you know what I mean? I respect the grind. You know, all that is going to fall in place, you know, in time. You know what I mean? But, you know, Cool V, Lushy Lush, you know, that's why we set the platform to push up, you know, up and coming people doing their thing, man. Because the regular corporate machine ain't trying to have our back. So that's why I'm here. That's why Cool V here.
And I was just about to say, to add on to that, Lush, you know, that's why we all connecting like Voltron right now, because the time of moving independent and solo is over. I was in a conference call actually about last week where you had TJ Chapman from TJ's DJs, Julia Beverly from Ozone Magazine, and various other people, and the whole concept was, you know what, even this is for the major labels, all these major independents, just start realizing, hey, you know what? We've been fighting each other. The little beef's been stupid. We've been, you know, crushing each other. Meanwhile, these distributors, these television stations, these mass, you know, publication owners, you know, publishers, they're getting paid off for our hard work. And they're not doing nothing. And meanwhile, we fighting each other over pennies. So it's time out for us to start fighting each other for nonsense and start focusing on those people who really robbing us. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, why go after the little man? You know, it's easy to go after, like, especially with hip-hop, okay, talk about the artist. But, yo, the artist is only talking about what he or she knows and where he or she lives. You know, if you want to, you know, change the world and educate them and provide an outlet, don't sit around and ridicule them. That's why I have a problem with so many people always pointing the finger. That's why I said I really applaud what you're doing, because now nobody can't say that, you know what is he doing and what's next? Because, you know, you're doing it from the heart. And it's easy to do when you got a platform, but it's much harder when you're making your own platform. So anybody doing their own, it's a big thing. But that's why me and Les, we support anybody that's doing anything and hustle, because we understand the hustle. We understand how hard it is out here.
No doubt. No doubt.
That's what it is, man. It's your spotlight on Romaine.
Hey, yo, Romaine, don't she get the hottest commercials for you, cousin?
Yeah, no doubt.
She didn't get you three commercials in 2.3 seconds, man. I love Lush. Lush is a beast. That's my girl. Romaine, I want to ask you this. What's the most exciting, what would be the hottest interview you felt you did, you know, for your magazine? What was the hottest thing you covered?
For real, the hottest interview I covered and anything was my last issue and anything, and I've had Freaky Zeke from Dipset on the front cover and anything, and he was the hottest interview I covered. Not even because, you know what I'm saying, the level of artist, you know what I'm saying, he is or whatever, whether it's big or small. And anything, just because dude was just coming home and he embodied that whole type of thing that I was trying to capture. So that's
okay.
Why I put him on the front cover. You know what I mean?
So you felt it was more relatability with this cat?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah, I can dig it. I can dig it. Now, another question I want to ask you, too, is, okay, because, I the name Sweat. Now, when I think of Sweat, I think, of course, for some strange reason, you know, it's men. We think of women, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, okay, do you put an emphasis on a lot of women, too, like for female models and what's popping, or well, how is that, too? Are you focusing on that as well?
Yeah, we got a section in the magazine called Hot and Sweaty. Where I focus on, you know what I'm saying, something real.
Hot and sweaty. That kind of sounds freaky, dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I guess let's just say, how hot are we getting and how much sweat coming from that article? What is that about?
Yo, you go to that sweatmagazine.com and anything, the official website. Definitely.
Okay, so you're telling me it's just self-explanatory once I see that, like, poop.
Yeah, always. Oh, serious.
And, you know, you got to give these listeners once more who may have just turned in and tuned in, give them the address for sweatmagazine.com.
Yeah, it's www.sweatmagazine.com and anything for the official website. We got
spell that out, because you got some cats that don't know. You know you spell it differently, so we don't want cats going to the wrong site.
Sure, indeed. It's S-W-E-T magazine, magazine.com.
Spell that once more, fam.
SWETMAGAZINE.com, sweatmagazine.com. And we got
I heard it right there, sweatmagazine.com. It's official, Cool V blows the whistle, man. It's going down.
That's what it is, man. Lushy Lush puts a stamp on Sweat Magazine. It's not a game. Hottest magazine and radio show going down. Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/sweatmagazine. It's not a game, man. It's hot. It's popping. Get your sweat on. Sweaty.
No doubt, Lush.
That's what it is, man. Real talk. So, Romaine, man, what do you see for the future of Sweat Mag, man?
What I'm trying to do and anything with Sweat and anything is become not only just a magazine and anything for the tri-state area and anything, you know what I'm saying, for the East Coast and anything, and not even just national. I'm trying to spread that thing all the way out, being that we got this platform. You know, the internet made it kind of easy for us, where we get more listeners and anything on the Sweat Radio thing. We get more viewers and anything on the website. So I'm just trying to spread that thing all the way out and anything where, you know what I'm saying, not only people here in our area and anything here, you know, or listen or
see it or, you know, get their hands on the magazine or the website or the radio show and everything. But everybody everywhere get a piece of it, and we brand this thing and everything. You know what I'm saying? With sweaters everywhere. We got that thing dripping off of everybody.
So you're saying that your base is right in the area, but you're moving abroad. Sweat is international, but you definitely focus on a lot of things that's in that inner circle right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey Romay, where you repping? Where you repping, Romay?
On some real and everything. I'm saying it's like I came to Jersey and everything from Long Island and everything back on some teenage shit and everything.
Uh-huh.
Pardon the language, my bad.
Big shouts out to Brick City.
Yeah, for real.
Came to Jersey and everything. I was in, you know what I'm saying, Newark, Elizabeth and everything. I moved to Edison, actually. And everything.
Uh-huh.
And after I was gone and everything for a minute, for those 10 joints and everything, I came back and I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, play it, you know what I'm saying, safe and everything, keep the head above my head above water and everything. I set up the Sweat Magazine right here in Metuchen, New Jersey and everything. You know what I mean?
Oh, it is.
Well,
so,
that's
so,
about anyway, you know, knocking that out, man. Real
that's
cool.
So can I ask you a question, Romay? As an up-and-coming entrepreneur, you know, you got these young listeners coming up here or, you know, just people, you know, that's trying to get in the industry. What kind of advice would you give them?
Good question.
Looking at the way, like, you know what I'm saying, my path, anything, it's like many times I could have came off and anything. You know, there's a lot of things out there and anything that could take you off your path and make you say, yeah, you know what? The easy road is to do it like this. The easier is to do it like this. And I won't even front to nobody. I ain't going to front nobody. When I came home and everything, I had the idea of sweat in my head and everything, but I ran back to the streets for a minute. You know what I'm saying? It was a short minute and everything because I said, like, yo, it's not the way it used to be. And everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like,
no.
I know a lot of young cats, they see it as being, like, the only way because they never seen it the way it used to be. And they
mm-hmm.
But I see it the way it used to be, and I see the way
Well, you
it
know
now.
What? It's funny that you mentioned that, man, because I have a lot of conversations with a lot of youngsters up here, and they don't know, even, you know, up and abroad, man. I mean, I think that's the game, period, or internationally, that, you know, people understand that there was a different level. There's a level of respect you had. The level of respect you had for the game. It was a level, even though you was hustling, you had respect for certain things in the streets. You know, certain things, it was a lot more respect. It's none no more.
Mm-hmm, no doubt. So it's like at the end of the day, I just like, you know what I'm saying, yo, it's no matter what it is that you're trying to do, and then it sounds cliche, it's a lot of cats, they say it, whatever like that. I'm telling you, it's for real, you know what I'm saying, coming from a cat who ran them blocks, who ran them streets, and everything, did all types of stuff in different states and everywhere. It's like, yo, you really, really checking for something? Yo, you got to stand strong on that thing, man. You know what I mean? You got to ride with it, you know what I mean? Because for real,
that's what it is, man.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like if it's going to happen, you know what I'm saying? Yo, you got to be the one to stand 100% behind it. It ain't going to be nobody else. It's going to be you.
And I don't
that's
mean
what...
the tag team, the cliche tag, but I put another stamp on it where not only do you have to stand strong in your beliefs and believe in yourself, but you also got to put God first, man. And I'm not talking about being a religious person, be a spiritual person. When you understand it, it's more than just you making your position. And long as you respect those around you, because it's a problem nowadays, man, people don't realize that you by yourself is a lonely person out in this world. You know what I'm saying? So you got to always respect your team, respect people around you, and put it in for your people, and they'll put it in for you. Real talk.
No doubt.
Put on for my city, on for my city, put on. Sweat magazine, trunk hustler, Lush Radio.
Lush bananas or what? I love Lushy Lush. This is my boo. She puts it in.
For president.
I'll tell you right now, you know what? You can never say that you don't have a dull moment here on this show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether it's
yeah.
Lush wilding out, whether I'm having to take my Cocoa Puffs one day and start wilding, you know, because sometimes I trip too. But you can't say we entertaining on this joint. That's what it is.
So tell us about Sweat Radio, man. Sweat Magazine Radio, man. Does it channel the magazine or how is it, man? And what times are your shows on and all that, man? Give us that info.
All right, Sweat Radio and everything. We early in the game and they, like I said and everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking in Lush footsteps and everything. We on like Monday nights at 9:00 and
uh-huh.
You know what I mean, we kind of embody the whole thing that the magazine is on and everything. It's a lifestyle magazine, so we try to do, you know what I'm saying, a lifestyle radio show where we trying to, you know, get a piece of the news, politics, sports, current events, you know, hip hop. All types of stuff, you know what I'm saying? We got a topic of the day and everything, talking, you know what I'm saying, crazy stuff,
people call in, whatever have you, and anything, you know what I'm saying? And we just try to cover all types of, all bases.
And that's what it is. That's what it is. And I'm gonna have to, you know, make it my business to go over there and be right there on that show. You know what I'm saying? And also, you gotta give me that promo so I can run that through my show, cause it's nothing. Cause you know I'm all about that cross promo, and you know I need a drop for you, my dude. You know what I'm saying? So we getting it in hard body.
Sweat
Magazine, Trunk
Hustlers, Lush Radio. Not only that, I'm down with the Street Queens movement because the females out here is taking, you know, the women run the universe, and that's what it is.
What it is, man. Street Queens, the movement. Shout out to Street Queens. We shut it down the other day talking about Behind the Bars, man. I wish you was there. I wish you was in so you could talk. We actually had an inmate actually call in from the jail, son, doing his 1-2, man. It was serious, man. We was talking some real stuff, man. Your man Roddy Mads was in there, man. Your man said, I don't need to do 4 years bid. I did 4 years of college, you heard me? I got degrees, man. You heard? Why can't people just talk about, like your man, like we said, your man Plies. Dude has a college education, man. What you talking about, busted baby? What does that mean, son? Articulate yourself, my dude. Come on, busted baby. Come on, man. Your man, little... Man, your man Lil John has a master's degree, son. What? Yeah. Come on, man. I know you can say more words than that, my dude.
Let's
you know what it is? Some of these cats be making, you know, it's like they get out and they just trying to, you know, run off of cats who don't know no better, don't know their history. And it's funny you putting these cats on blast because it is what it is.
Come on, it is. All I'm doing is telling the truth, man. No offense to nobody, man. It is what it is, man. And real talk, you know what I'm saying? You know, for the people out there, man, I know some of y'all like Jim Jones. I know y'all like Jim Jones. But I'm going to tell you some real stuff about your man, Jim Jones. Jim Jones is making a musical of his life. But he's gangsta. A musical. What are you doing, son? I was watching All Star Hip Hop, man. Yo, I mean, come on. Your man Lil Wayne, your man Jim Jones, screaming blood, man.
Mm-hmm.
Blood sitting here saying they tired of y'all cats sitting here talking about all of this nonsense when y'all have the ability to take these people out of the hood. You ain't never did no bids, no real bids. You don't have to see family behind glass. Somebody paid their way into the Bloods, but I ain't going to say no
names. I have a problem with.
I ain't going to say no.
I know both of y'all going to feel what I'm saying. The problem I'm having with a lot of these niggas is this. Okay, when you make it, excuse my language, because when you make it so much money and you have successfully made it out of the hood, why the heck are you trying to go back into the hood talking this nonsense, dog? Like Biggie Smalls said, you know, people ask him why he started talking about champagne. He said, dog, this is what I'm eating right now. This is what I'm living.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about what's around you right now. If you know you on a yacht, you ain't joking all this stuff, dog.
My problem is half of these people glamorize stuff that they ain't never lived. They lived in the suburbs.
But this is my point, but check it out. But you know what, though? It goes back to the lesson. I think you, my man on the panel, and any real cat understand. That's like it goes back to that saying, real recognize what?
Real.
And real cats moving what?
Silence.
There you go.
All day.
That lets you know right then and there, because if you're doing something, you ain't broadcasting. First of all, stupid idiots, Fez is watching. Why are you going to sit around and just, I just shot my man. Yeah, right, on 4th Street. Yeah, in apartment 212. What, on the second floor? Yeah, in the third room.
my dude.
Catch me. How they catch me? Like, dude, what?
Real talk, real gangsters or real OG, if you so-called want to be gangster, like you say, they don't say nothing. They don't talk as much as you do, you heard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the thing, man. So, you know, it's just funny how we all are talking. It's just amazing to hear all that, man, because cats really, really be on some, I don't know, some will it be real when nobody will. I leave it at that.
Real, you know what I'm saying?
No
Yeah, I heard me. I don't understand the weedy weird with nobody real right now, but we're going to leave that one alone, right? I'm going to let that one slide. We're going to let that one slide to the clicks because cats don't understand that just yet.
Now, I just got one more thing to say. I know a lot of you be thinking I got like a vendetta against Lil Wayne. I don't have a vendetta. You know, he got money. He got a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is when hip hop. When hip hop.
Baby.
When your man. When
another
man.
I love my daddy. I love my daddy.
When a
my
man.
Daddy. Ain't nothing good about kissing nigga on the lips. I love my daddy.
Yo, it's mafioso to kiss another dude in his mouth? Come on, man. Hip hop respects that stuff, man. Kiss another dude in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? That's why we got this skit called Thugalicious, man. I'm waiting for my man Thugalicious to call in, man. We got this skit, man, and I'm gonna give y'all forewarning. Hey yo, Romaine, you gonna listen to you gonna laugh like crazy, my dude. Cause, yo, this is real talk. These is for the cats out there.
Yo, you gonna go get them?
That is Thugalicious. You know
you
what I'm saying?
Go get them?
I'm about to go get them, man. But I'm just giving them the forewarning. This is a disclaimer. If you can't relate to this, then don't take offense. Mm-hmm. But if you can, maybe you might take offense. But this is for the cats in the industry. Boondocks did a skit about this. The homies over, you know what I'm saying? You know, we talking about that, you know, Thugalicious. If cats can kiss each other in the mouth, then listen to this. Thugalicious, man. Hey, Yo, let me bring Thugalicious on. Thugalicious, yo, you live in the building. This the skit, you know what I'm saying? You ready, son?
Yeah, what's going on, son?
Yo, what's up, son?
Yeah, what's going on? This Thugalicious. I mean, listen, ain't nothing gay. If you and your homeboy, you in the shower, and you know what I mean? Like, you looking at the soap dried out of crack his ass. You love that shit. Me and him, like, we hold hands in the shower. But ain't nothing sweet. No homo, son. No homo. Real talk. No homo.
That's real talk, son. Like, real talk, son. Me and my homeboy, son, we was on the basketball court, son. And you know what I'm saying?
What?
Yo, son, like, actually, like, bumped my ball, son. You know what I'm saying? But that wasn't homo, son. That was real gangster.
That's called plastic. I did that shit last week. But this the real shit? What, you know, the real hard shit? Because, like, all your niggas be acting like, yo, hard out there. The hardest stuff you can ever do is go with your homeboy. Go to a pet store. Go in the gerbil section, right? And I actually like to bring my own personal straw, you know what I mean? Because I don't trust them cats up in there. They don't know me like that, son. They don't know me, and I have to hurt some people up in there, right? For me, like, I get maybe about 3 or 4, and we play a thing called carnival, right? And we see how fast the gerbils can come in and go out. That's gangster.
that's real stuff. That's some real stuff right there. Yo, Thugalicious, though, real talk, son.
What's
going
on, son? What's real?
Of course, son. Like, son, like, yo, I'm. See, yeah, I did a bid, son. Real talk, I did a bid, yo. I shot a couple cash, yo.
Wait, son.
I did all that, son. But real talk, I sleep with a teddy bear, son. Real talk.
For real, man. Like, my man was getting on me last week. Like, I went home, right? And, like, wifey was like, yo, I want to hold you. I was like, nah, I ain't going, man. I ain't with all that whole stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I called my homeboy. And I was like, yo, son, what's good? He said, yo, what's good? I said, yo, come on over. He said, all right, that's cool. So that dude came on my house. And, like, straight there, I said, yo, son, why don't we play Twister? I said, what? He said, yo, but let's get real gully. Yo, let's do it naked. That nigga, that's real hardcore shit, son. You ain't hard unless you do it naked with your homie, for real. Because, yo, if y'all boys clap, that's true love.
Hey, yo, son, real talk, son. Yo, last week, son, I dropped a soul, son. You know what I'm saying? You know, we was all there.
You know what I'm saying?
Doing the bid right. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, son. I'm going to see how gangster you are. Was it Irish Spring or was it Dove?
Son, it was Dove, son. You know I can't use Irish.
Oh, you got that right. Yo, that's real, son. You are, son. I respect your gangster, dog. What's real? Man, look, don't you do that shit.
Only hard thugs get manicures, you heard me? Real talk.
Hold up. First on, son, let me tell you something. We got a new game, me and my man. It's called Spit the Soap. We put in our butt cheeks, squeeze it real tight, and see who can throw it the fastest.
Yo, but real talk, son, thugging this shit, you know what I'm saying? That was some real talk, though, you know what I'm saying?
Because
you know
I got to go because my man waiting for me. I got to put baby oil on him. Real talk. No
real talk, son. But real talk, son, yo, that thing with Lil Wayne, you heard, man? Yo, I wasn't even just giving him mouth shot. I give him full tongue. You heard me? That's that gangster. That's
let me
mafioso,
tell you something, right?
Look,
check it, right?
Mafioso,
man, my man was talking about, like, he was like, yo, kissing, that's like home. I say, yo, you ain't that. That's what real G's do, because that's your real love. That's your dedication to the cause, son. You know what I mean? It ain't real unless you teabag your boy, for real. I got to go because, I mean, my baby oil getting too high. I got to get out of here.
All right, son. Ladies, thuggalicious. That's what's up, yo.
What's
yeah,
that?
That's what one son, you know what I'm saying? Baby oil, dripping all over your body. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's your girl, that's live in the building, man. Y'all want to call in at 347-267-722. We got your man, Romae, CEO of Sweat Magazine, Sweat Radio, doing this 1-2, man. Your man, Cool Feet for Truck Hustlers. Your girl, Lush
Live in the building.
That was the skit right there, Thugalicious. Each and every Friday, y'all check out Thugalicious. New stories about, you know what I'm saying, these homo thugs out here doing their thing. I mean, I had no problem with y'all cats doing your thing, but don't lie about it. Pimp C,
yo, man, yo, listen,
Pimp C,
hugs, man.
Huh?
Yo, you know, this is my thing. Listen, for real, if you're doing it, you slow dragging with your man off of country music, dog. That's what you do. Yo, I don't understand these dudes, man. Wow.
Oh, no, me is a madman.
Yo, you know how to be. Yo, come on, son. We already know a few of these cats out here like that. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
No doubt.
Yo, like, let's keep it real, man. Yo, I'm going to tell y'all something for real. It's crazy. I never forget, man, when I was DJing and, my man, you know how you got the clubs and they spin all type of music. I went to this electronic spot and they spin a club. And my man's like, yo, you know, I need to do the hip hop set for me. Come, I'm like, all right. Like, how much? Okay, I drop you $5. Yo, you know, back in the day, it's $500 for 2 hours. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Miraculous. So we like, oh hell yeah, man. I looked on the dance floor, dog. I seen one of my home Cody's slow dragging with another dude.
Oh man.
What do you do when that happens? what the hell you do with that happen? Nah, but you know it's gonna go on, man. It's gonna go on. Time people don't know that you see all these cats out here, dude, when they've been in there for so long, man, you're gonna see some things like that, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, just be you, man. If that's what you choose, man, I'm cool. Just don't be trying to be no sly in the family stone is easing your way to my block. Keep cool where you at, doggy. Keep it moving.
That's real talk. That's a real rap.
Nah, listen. I ain't one of them dudes is like homeless. I mean, we're in New York. I mean, anybody that grew up in any inner city or any, you know what I'm saying, metropolitan city, you see them. They there, point blank. You know what I mean? You know, niggas cool me. I don't care as long as you ain't, you know, like I said, as long as you ain't trying to rub no baby oil on me, we all
right.
Do what you do,
cousin. Yo, and on that note, man, stay with me real quick, man. I'm about to pay my bills real quick, man. This shout out is to Ruly Ware, man. Ruly.com, man. My official sponsor, my endorser, man. They got the hottest things worldwide. They're actually about to throw me some cases, so I'm gonna have some glasses for some of these surprise people on here. So, man, log on to Ruly Glasses, man. It's the hottest thing. Oh, now we driving the bomb, Ruly.
Y'all want to get your stunning shades on? Want to get the hottest glasses worldwide exclusive? Holla at Ruly.com, www.rooly.com. Holla at them official sponsors of Lush Radio. It's not a game. I got my stunning shades on, and I'm doing my 1-2, man. Holla at Ruly.com. It's not a game. Go check out the website, man. You're going to be impressed. Tell them Lush sent you, man. It's not a game, man. I got my stunning game on. Do you?
I like Banes. I like all kinds of Banes. I like Pinto Banes. I like Black Banes. I like a lot of Banes. Sometimes I eat Banes and I make my fart, or I eat Banes and sometimes do. But I eat Banes. I like Mexican Banes. I love American Banes. I like Banes. Do you like Banes? What kind of Banes you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
If you're looking for official management, man, look no further. Your man, Mr. DJ Finesse, a.k.a. DJ Mason Storm, has the hottest management group worldwide, Mace Management Group, LLC, doing it now. If you're an indie artist and you're looking for somebody to have your best interest and have that street credibility, man, it's your man, DJ Mason Storm, DJ Finesse, Mace Management Group, man, shutting it down, man. Also, man, if you're producing and you need somebody to manage you, holla at your man, Mason, man. It won't stop. We can't stop. Bad Boy, the official DJ of Bad Boy, shutting it down. Also, if you need DJ services, holla at your man, man. It's nothing but exclusive stuff out here, baby. Holla at your man, Mason Storm, at www.myspace.com, Bad Boy, with an S, official, O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L, DJ, Bad Boy's official DJ, man, shutting it down, or holler at his email at chosen1369@AOL.com. It's not a game, man.
Yeah, what's good, Lushy Lush? This your dude, Pete Gutter, and you know I'm rocking with you all day, every day at LushRadioOnline.com. Thanks for all the love and support, you heard? One.
Yeah, 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 it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. It's official Blow the Whistle, your man Cool V, and your man Romay, Sweat Magazine, Sweat Radio, man, doing the one and two, man, calling at 347-826-7722. We wilding out on Friday. You heard?
Oh, we like
beans. You know
we
what
like
I'm saying?
Beans. All kind of beans.
Y'all like that joint, right?
Man, yo, when you put that joint on, hey, yo, fam, Rome, I know you crazy. Did you choke, cousin? Because when I heard that one, man, I like the four on the floor, man. I like all kind of bangs. Bless you, a fool. Man, that right there is just, man, yo, that's the ultimate, man. That's all I'm going to say. I love that one.
Is, man. Yo, no doubt, you know, Romay, I know you got a jet because you know you're a busy man, but I just want to tell you, man, much success in everything you do. I support you 100%, and I pray to God that everything that you believe in and dream in comes to pass, man. And, you know, he don't always come when you want it, but he's always
but
he on time.
On time. And
you know what I'm saying?
Same here, Romaine. Make sure you log on Trump Hustlers, and I'm going to show you the same love, fam. Like I said, you were already part of my sister, so you were already in the movement. So, like, I you know, it was a real pleasure talking to you, fam. That's real tough.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? It's, no doubt. Magazine, Lush Radio and everything. The love is always there and everything, you know what I'm saying? Family right here. You know what I mean? Log on to Lush Radio all day, every day.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. I know you got Jet, Romay. We love you, my dude.
No doubt.
Yo, be easy, cousin.
Easy.
Later.
Yo, your beans skit.
I did that joke. Really blessed.
You gotta do one live bean, one time.
I'm gonna play that joke again, right, son?
Yo, play that joke again.
Well, I gotta send a shout out to Billy Blast because he put the track behind the joint.
Yo,
that
Billy Blast, you a fool for that one. Hold up, but play that one time. That beat, this guy go for all my people. You know what? You gotta send it to me because what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna wait till I do a club and I'm gonna. You know what I'm saying? We're about to drop the heat right now. Here we go.
Yo, listen to this joint, son. We gonna crack. I'm gonna play this joint one more time, son.
I like bangs. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and I make my fart, or I eat beans and sometimes do. But I eat beans. I like Mexican beans. I love American beans. I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
Yo, man, that right there, yo, you's a fool. Man.
Yo, shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Billy Blast, man.
Billy Blast, man, yo, B, Man, I'm going to call you Bill Bixby because you turned to the hawk on that one. That one.
www.bixbyweeks with a Z,
yo,
man.
I'm actually going to play that on my radio show now. It's a rap. That's gonna be, I'm going to put that commercial on my show. She liked beans.
Yo. That was the beans joint right there, man. That
man,
joint,
that's
man.
That's the hottest joint ever, man. That's the hottest commercial I ever heard, ever. Period. Hands down. Hands down.
I'm gonna play this joint. It's by this chick named Dopest Dame, man. Out of Illinois, man. And she's doing the thing, man. I'm gonna play this joint. It's called Confident, right? Dopest Dame. Let me know if you want to stomp it or you want to stamp it. Ivy?
Go ahead, man.
Yo.
All baggage. I'm so confident. Shots to be confident. Everybody out.
Arrogant. Wondering why they Saracens, I'm a fifth in our heritage. Africans and Americans, love my music and cherish it. All I'm making is bangers, I don't care if you airing it. See my swag that I'm carrying, it's my music I'm marrying. Thought that you could get rid of me, turn around and I'm there again. Ain't no use of me lying, ain't no use of me trying to get a real job, put me in the booth when we sign.
I can get anything that I want because I'm confident.
Through these streets while these other tiptoes. Now that city that I cruise, hey, through. Hey, I don't do rules. I don't need nobody permission or approval. And Louis, you a got tunnel vision. It's just a few of you. I skate past 8 class. Home and want me do the food. I use you for a publicity and stuff. And I'm through with you. Embarrass you so bad that you won't even wish that you was you.
Judge.
I can get anything that I want because I'm confident.
Party shawties be digging me hard. It must be obesity keeping me staying so damn large. My entourage at the bar, crystal be flowing with no chaser. I shine and cold as a glacier. Steady sitting down all the details. I make my way to the dance floor and I was mesmerized. All the cute faces, thick asses, put away, then she be moving them thighs. Stroking her ego, she knows that this pimping is lethal. Doing something like Knievo, she a pro, we get a low with some CeeLo. So come stick around with me in a side TV where the trunk brings the beans. We were something on the final screen, I've been alive, I've seen. I'm the epitome of a true king. Some consider me a virus when I enter this game, cause I believe in the leader without a reason, just buzzing the moon, ain't a fan, and that's what I call
confident. I can get anything that I want because I'm confident. I got a potent ambition. See, I'm a local addition to what they molded and missed. See, she hot, so to leave out an open position. See, I get open in mission while y'all be hoping for tickets. I'm on the roll, I'ma get it by any means. I did it written, and if I should fit it, they just inside, it's terrific. Everything he not, that's just a cheap shot. I can make a beehive, I guess I got to leave by.
I can get anything that I want because I'm confident. Everybody out here can get it.
Yo. This your girl, Lady Blaze the Fever, with the girl, Lushy Lush, the people's voice.
No one got swag like us, baby. Put a stamp on that.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building with your man, Cool V, man. Doing that 1 and 2, man, that was Confident by Dopest Dame, man. Repping the Illinois, doing the 1s and 2, man. Check out the commercial, she live on there, providing the music, doing that 1, 2. Check out www.trunkhustlers.com, no Ebonics, man. Cool V running it, doing the 1, 2. Check out www.lushradiothemovement.ning.com. It's not a game, man. I'm about to go through a caller. Cool V, did you stamp it, man?
Man, I stamped it. I think mommy's doing her thing. I like the message. She said it. She's confident, and she's trying to uplift the sisters out there. And, I mean, and she came with a smooth little southern swagger. So, I mean, I'm in the South right now, so I respect the grind. She did her thing.
That's what it is, man. 708, you live in the building with Cool V, Pod of Minds, wilding out, doing that 1-2. 708, did you stamp it or did you stomp it? 708?
Yo, I just want to go ahead and give y'all big mad props, man. This is Dane. Thank you so much for playing my joint. I do appreciate that.
Oh, that's well, what you did the thing, Mom. I wanted that. That's you spitting?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, well, I'm confident now.
Uh-oh. That's a
moment
right there.
You gave me encouragement for the night. Look, I'm confident. I'm going to use that because I'm going to tell you, this when you know it's a track. Whenever your hook can remain in my head, you said something. And it worked.
And that was the point. You know, I'm actually not from the South. I'm from Chicago. But, you know.
You know, but Chi-Town got a southern swang anyway. You know what I'm saying? Got plenty
yeah,
of people
you know
from
they
Chi.
Say that.
Y'all got a southern swang, you know, swang to y'all anyway. But, man, I love the Chi. Big up to all my peoples in Chi-Town. Real talk.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what it's about, you know, and I appreciate Street Queens and Lushy and, you know, everybody. You, Cool V, just, you know, really supporting me and everybody else, you know. Big up to every other artist who out there doing their thing and really is trying to, you know, use their music and take everybody to a different level, you know.
Well, we confident you're going to go places too, so, you know.
You know, that's how funny. That's crazy, though. I didn't even tell I was playing a song today, and she called in. That's wild.
Well.
Yeah, you know, I got to go ahead and call and just, you know, surprise y'all every so often. You know,
we love it. Yeah. We love it. You did your thing, Mom. And I mean, you know, big up to you, though. Like I said, I really do. You know, I was really feeling the swagger on that song. You know what I mean? You confident. I just like to hear, especially when a woman spits and she spits and she ain't got to talk about my boobs so big, my butt. So, you know what I'm saying? You did it.
Oh,
surprise,
man.
So. You confident about the real stuff. So I feel you.
And the game is so saturated with that anyway. Like Barack said, you know. Changes here, so, you know.
That's what it is. Yeah, that's what she, I mean, she's the hottest thing coming out right now. You know what I'm saying? Dopest Dame, please support her movement. She's not nothing to play with. She's nothing but fire, man. And when we drop the Street Queens mixtape, she's going to be live in the building doing her 1 and 2s, man. Representing Hard Body, she's already the Street Queens ambassador because she does what she does, you know what I mean? Representing for the woman with the fullest, man. Hold your head up by high and be a full-blown.
Like I said, you be the next thing smoking out of this shy since the brat.
Hey, you know, that's my goal, you know. I strive to do
people
everything.
You be better than the brats, you heard me? I ain't say that, though. I'm a bad man. Shut your mouth.
I ain't said that.
She fooled it. You know what? You know why she fooled it, right?
Yeah, why?
Because she like beans.
Let me play that skit real quick. I got to play that joke.
I like beans. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and they make me fart, or I eat beans and sometimes do. But I eat beans. I like Mexican beans. I love American beans. I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
Tabernacle.
Just tabernacle. No, you gotta love it.
Oh,
yeah, boy. I love that joint. That my joint right there. That right there
you
is.
I ever sat there and put that on like that. You crazy.
Man, look, that right there. Hey, little homie. Hey, little nigga. That nigga right there. That nigga right there. That's that brain.
Oh, my God. Man, so, I just want to go ahead and also send a message out to everybody listening, man. Everybody, man, support this station right here. This is what it's all about. You
That's
know what
right.
I'm saying? Look at where we done came to with this here hip-hop thing. Support
That's
this
right.
station.
Hey, yo, Dopest Dame, man, drop the jewels and tell them, man, where they can check out your music and all that hot fire.
Don't come too close,
fire. I spit hot fire.
it's like the blue flame. The shit at the bottom, boy. You don't want to get nowhere close to that. But look, everybody who want to hear Confident and hear anything else that I not in came out with or whatever, feel free to go ahead and check out my MySpace page, myspace.com/dopestdame01. Again, it's myspace.com/dopestdame01. Go ahead and check that out. If you want to, you know, send me a feedback or anything like that, please feel free to email me at dopestdame@gmail.com. Again, that is dopestdame@gmail.com. And again, listen to Lush Radio online.
And that's what it is, man. Since you're here, Dopest Dame, man, we about to knock out a quick interview, man. It's not even a game, man. It's how we do, man. Yo, Dopest Dame.
What's good?
Hey, Dopest Dame, how long you been in the game, man? You so beautiful, man. How long you been in the game, girl?
I'm pretty much a newbie in this shit. Yeah, you know this. You know what? Honestly, this shit kind of came out of the sky. I don't really typically have like that little story. Everybody say I've been doing this all my life, and I always knew. No, I didn't. I just basically, you know, in 2003 started writing a little bit, and you know, it just came to me literally just out of nowhere. And everything that I wrote was like above average. So, you know, it started off as a hobby and turned into something, somewhat of a passion, you know, something I have to do all the time. And anything that you love doing, of course, you're going to learn how to do it to the best of your ability. So,
well, you know what, I got to say one thing about after listening to you. You know, I listen to a lot of people and I hear a lot of music, a lot of tracks. What I like and I can say about you is that it's definitely something that was in you. You know what I'm saying? That you have a God-given gift. Because there's a difference. Some people try hard, and they still ain't coming off. And, you know, it sounds like to me that there's something you did without even trying. So it's what it is.
And that's a real hot-ass observation, because I swear that's exactly how it happened, dog. That's exactly how, I mean, sometimes I make myself. I don't even know how I come up with that stuff. That song, Confident, I wrote that in front of my mom. I was just sitting at the table one day. And when I wrote the hook, I looked at my mom and jumped up like, Mom, that's a new hook. And she just started laughing at me because she's so used to me. Like, you know, she didn't try to be like, why you want to do that music thing? And I'm like, Mom, I'm sorry, but this is what I want to do. And, you know, so she just, you know, kind of just, you know, turns the head over, and when I did it, when I, you know, said it to her or whatever, she was just like, oh, that's another song she'd win a role. But when I actually laid it and let her hear it, you don't even know. You know, she go and she takes the song and go work out to it. You know
what I'm saying?
So, that's why I knew the song was official. Listen to your music, Jack. You're dealing with a hit right now.
Hey, that's the new anthem for women, man. Like Alicia Keys had I'm a Superwoman. Confident is the anthem for all women, man. That's the new 2009 anthem for women, y'all. Real talk.
I agree. And you know, and honestly, it's just a state of mind that I'm in. You know what I'm saying? Like you listen to that, you listen to a couple other joints that I have. Like you know what I'm saying? You'll get to see that. That's just, you know, when that's the mind state that you in, and it's like nobody, no matter how much negativity comes towards you when you are already about being positive and you're in your life. And that's just the image that you give off. It's just the aura that you give off. And that's the type of music that you make.
And that's what it is, man.
And, you know, I notice it ain't even just the music. If you're just a confident
like
person, you know, cool person,
and I like
it, it gets you.
I appreciate
and
it. I like
things.
You didn't hear that. I like bang. Yo, hold up. Why Lushy always interviewing now, I'm about to put her on the spot. What the heck made you make that joint with the beans?
Yo, I was sitting in the crib. I was sitting recording.
I got to do all these things.
Son, because you know how beans be making people fart and all that stuff, son?
What
about beans, yo? And I was like, yo, I should do this junk in a country joint. Niggas is going fall out laughing and crying and throw up pee on themselves and everything, son. So I said, let me do this joint. I'm going to throw them off. I'm going to do a serious conversation and just throw on beans and throw them off. They're going to be like, what? Hello?
You know what? That beans was wow. That's all I got to say because I'm hearing everything else and all of a sudden I like beans. I'm like, what the heck?
I know it came out of nowhere.
Exactly. Like, where the hell did this come from? So, well, that's Lush because Lush like beans. She like beans.
Yeah, she loves beans.
Yeah.
She loves don't mess with
Lush's
beans, y'all.
No, I'm saying she like crazy.
Please don't mess with
Lush's. She like red beans, lima beans, pinto beans, string beans.
Pinto beans.
Bean sacks.
she came up with beans I didn't even know existed. I'm like, damn, do they taste good with ham, my son? Or they good? I'm going with everything.
And I vote for Lush, the bean ambassador of the United States.
That's what it is. Dopest Dank, what's the hardest adversity that you had to deal with as being a female in the game anyway?
Man, well, immediately when people feel like, you know, I'm a female rapper, they're like, oh, you know, the typical answer to that will probably be like, oh, you know, just being a female rapper in this male-dominated game. But honestly, I haven't had that problem. Like, I get a lot of love. A lot of the, you know, guys and females embrace me. Like, I don't have the problem of the males dominating hip-hop, and I don't have a problem with other female MCs. My problem is, you know, pretty much making sure that everybody understands the type of music that I make and understanding that I'm not about to deter from that. Me, I have more artist issues, more so because Dame is not about to change the music that she makes. I've been doing this since 2003, and I write all of my stuff. I arrange all of my stuff. Even when you hear people singing on my songs, I wrote that. So it's just like, you know, I know good music, and it's like, you know, if it sounds, I know, you know, I'm always open to you know, a different ear for opinion. But ultimately, you know, I like to pretty much, you know, be solid on the direction that my music's going. You know, it's a certain image and a certain message that I have to get out to these people because, like I said, I'm not out here trying to be a rapper. This is truthfully a God-given gift, so therefore, it's a message that I have to get out here.
That's what it is, man.
To get out. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is, man. I got to send a shout out to the chat room for all those that's listening. Shout out chat room. We love you, chat room.
Chat room, guys.
And Dopest Dame, man, where did you come up with Dopest Dame, man? Where did you come up with that name?
That name, it just, you know what I'm saying? I came up with the name, and I kind of ran it past one of my best friends who was actually helping me in the beginning. With my music, and like she was real hip hop, and she was the person who I used to call at 7 a.m. I even got off work, and I call at 7 a.m. and spit a verse. Like, did you like that? So then when I decided that I was actually gonna really do this and go do shows and record and stuff like that, I had to come up with a name, and I came up with Dopest Dame, and it just kind of stuck. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was just like, that's perfect for you, and it just kind of stuck. You know, because I feel like, you know, I could have easily probably used my name, You know what I'm saying? But to me, Dope and Dame, it really kind of encompasses everything I'm about. Yeah, I'm a female rapper, which comes with the Dame part, but I'm the dopest because, you know, the lyrics is... It's perfect. You know, they just said Dope and Dame. They didn't say, what the hell? What the fuck? What kind of name is this? They stuck and they rolled with it. So, the name
Hey, can I give you something, Dope as Dame? Let me give you something real quick. Let me give you something, girl.
Hey, yo, Dope as Dame.
Yes,
you,
sir.
You ain't know that Lushy got lyrics, too.
Oh, is he holding back? Oh, here we go.
Yeah, Lush, she be spitting, man.
Now, Lush, you know you
like,
ain't Lush got
Like, Lush called
a
me at 3 in the morning, but hold on, let me let you hear something, son. Let me hear something. I just wrote this joint.
Oh, get out.
Yeah,
hey, I can hear it, though. I knew she had something that she be doing. I already know fellow colleagues when I hear it.
Hey, man, keep that on the down low. Keep it on the down low.
I'm going to blast out because you know you be spit, man. I'm going to tell everybody this. Y'all ain't know Lushy moonlights as the female rapper / stripper. Cool.
Get your money on.
Called Sexual Rhymes. That's her stage name.
Sexual Rhymes.
Yeah.
Don't pay him no mind. He retarded, man. Cause he moonlights as a stripper also. He's a stripper also.
Yo, my stripper name is Sexual Neckbone.
Yours is Sexual Peanut Head. I like things.
Yup. That's right. Sexual Peanut Head. I tell you, listen. Let's go and spit that out. You ain't know. She gonna let you know.
When Cool B be on the pole, he be spitting to a lady. He be like, yo, you know, I'm sliding down the pole and I'm doing my thing. And you see me and I ain't going to say dinner.
You know, Lush be spitting too. She be doing her dance. She be making a booty clap. Like, Lush, she good. I am the best. And all the DJs are squeeze my breast.
Oh, nah. Oh, y'all is crazy with it.
Like, squeeze your cheeks, squeeze your cheeks. Let me show you how to squeeze my cheeks.
Oh my God. Y'all need to go ahead, collabo, and go ahead and grab that next Grammy, man. If hard out here for a pimp got a Grammy, man. Look.
Listen, let me tell you. Lush can scratch her booty cheeks. That's her new stage act. Like,
oh,
yeah. Watch the new track. Watch me crab with my butt cheeks. Bionic booty.
Hey, Lush, if that's true, I'm going to get you at the Congress Theater next weekend. All
right?
I just need to tell my people we do lunch.
and that's what it is, man. You know, what we see for you in the future, man?
Man, you know, hopefully, you know what I'm saying? I've been basically trying to stay my claim here in my city, of course, trying to pretty much gain my following here. And it's like, you know, I really get a lot of love here. I've actually been flown out a few places, you know. I got a lot of people who just, you know, my music kind of transcends. You know, I don't have, like, a certain group who likes it. So, really, truthfully, in the future, I'm really hoping that, you know, that the world gets to hear my music. You know what I'm saying? That's really all I want. Because, you know, it's nothing worse than you putting a lot of time and hard work, you know, into doing something. And, you know, if nothing else, I like for, you know, it to touch somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think you're definitely doing that. I mean, that's real talk. I mean, we confident,
you know,
after that song.
Yo, real talk, though, you know what I'm saying? The other phone cut off, man. I had to come back and start the show back over there.
It's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, man, listen. Okay, but see, you know what? This is Friday. We normally don't wild out so much. This is Wild Out Friday, so we got to act the fool on Fridays. You know what I mean? Because you work so hard during the week, you got to let it all hang out on Friday night, you know? So.
Hey, you know, this is my party night shit. Y'all ain't saying nothing yet. I'm trying
we partying
to
right now. This is a party.
This is my party night. I'm partying already.
Go ahead, Lush. Sing the A&B selection. Sing the party night theme song.
Party all the time, party all the time, party all the time.
You got to
party all the time, party all the time, party all the time.
You got to party with your booty cheeks out now.
Party all the time, party all the time.
You got to party with your booty cheeks.
So do a chocolate.
That's right. If you know it's your world, why don't you go and get your cherry curl?
Come. Now, see that right there?
Take that.
Hey, I need that on my album.
That's right.
I need that.
That's right, Jerry Curl. That's right, girl. You got that there, girl.
Drop them jewels again
for
them.
Put that song on your album, girl.
Drop them jewels again. Them jewels again for them to let them know where they my battery's going dead, man. So we're gonna have to wrap up the show real quick, man. So tell them where the what's the name is, the MySpace and all that real quick before my phone go dead.
Yeah.
Have no show no.
Yeah, I got you. Yo, everybody listening, you know what I'm saying? Listen, again, Dope and Bang, thank you guys for listening to my joint, you know what I'm saying? Please feel free to hit up my MySpace page to hear, you know what I'm saying, future music or whatever. It is MySpace.com/DopeandDame01. Again, it's MySpace.com/DopeandDame01. And please feel free to give me feedback at my email. It is dopeandfame@gmail.com. Again, it is dopeandfame@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. I appreciate all the love and support that I get from everyone out here. I appreciate the love and support that I get from you, Lusty, and also you, Poopy. Thank you so much, y'all.
And I love all of y'all. I love all the callers. Interview, shout out to Ruli. Ruli, check out www.ruli.com, man. All of y'all, man, my phone going dead, man. I love you, Cool V. Check out www.trunkhustlers.com, man. My phone going dead. I got to wrap the show up. I love you. Love, cheating, nappiness, man. And we go beans because I like beans. You heard me? Yeah. Beans.
I like beans. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and I make my fart, or I eat beans and sometimes do, but I eat beans. I like Mexican beans, I love American beans, I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
It is what it is, man. I'm out. www.trunkhustlers.com, www.lushradiothemovement.ning.com. Shout out Heat Magazine, Kingpin AS, man. He was dropping his knowledge the other day, man. Shout out to everybody. Check out Heat Magazine, heatheat.ning.com, man. Check them out, man, for real, man. Check them out. They on my top friends. It's on MySpace, www.myspace.com/SSRadioOnline. Man, I got to wrap it up, man. I don't have no more minutes. My phone going dead, and it's real, and we in the hood doing the 1-2 Lush Radio live, wilding out. Yeah! I beef. Love y'all, man. I love you.